How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. It is chilly here in New York. I was at the Mets game yesterday. MG, did you see my photos?
I did. Awesome.
I ran into, first of all, I met so many of you guys at that game, which I was actually shocked. I was with the notorious Chauncey Hayden and my wife and my buddy Bob. We were at the game, and so many of you guys came over to talk about wrestling. I was shocked, actually, and I loved it. It was awesome. Dude, people are into it. It's WrestleMania season. People are really into it, and all I got asked was about WrestleMania and Double or Nothing. That's all people wanted to ask me about. What's the deal with Double or Nothing? What's going to happen at that show? What's happening at WrestleMania? I don't know. Maybe it was because SmackDown was so bad, nobody understood what the hell's happening. So that was terrible, that SmackDown. I'm sorry. I generally don't say that. But I don't know. You're in WrestleMania season. You cannot put on bad shows. I mean, again, doesn't even matter. But I want to talk about that today. Plus, collision last night. Kyle Fletcher, possible injury. They're leading up for Dynasty and Double or Nothing. A lot going on there. Very unique from WWE. Some different ideas here happening. The IC title defended in Triple A. Will it become a Triple A title? I'm into this with Penta. And WrestleMania ticket sales. We know that they are not doing so great. 2 years back-to-back, same venue, two nights. So you're talking 4 nights of WrestleMania back-to-back at the same place. And WWE's doing everything that they can to fill that arena up. When we come back, we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Do me a favor. Hit me up on X. Follow me on X, at Andrew Zarian. So I put all my thoughts. Some, not a lot of thoughts happening. I put my thoughts there. I don't know where to begin. There's a lot to talk about here. SmackDown was the hot topic all day yesterday on it being abysmal. And people are sending around that cage match rating, which was like a 2-point something. I think it settled at like a 2-point something for cage match, which is very low. You know, they did some decent things here on SmackDown, but everything else, it was like a one match and a bunch of, you know, promos. That was the story of the show for me. I mean, you had Jelly Roll there. He's all involved. But let's start talking about this, because the last couple of weeks, I've really, really enjoyed the Randy Orton Cody stuff. And I had this fear that people are going to find this very boring, because Randy has a very unique way of wrestling, which I love. He's slow. He's methodical. It's a lot of psychology. And Cody would most likely adapt to that, because Cody's not a high flyer. He's a traditionalist. And people were concerned that it would be a boring match. And really, the main event of WrestleMania is Roman Reigns and CM Punk. But this turn that Randy did 2 weeks ago, well, it was 2 weeks ago, the chair shot, the blood, he beat up Cardona. You know, they kind of set this up where people are excited. People got very excited for this, and it was no longer a one main event pay-per-view, WrestleMania. They actually had two legitimate major matches that people were interested in. And then they go and they put on a show that they did last Friday. And it was not a good show. Now, MG, my producer, you have a different perspective about wrestling. Did you feel the same way as everybody else did, or do you think it was blown out of proportion a little bit?
I like Cody Orton stuff. Just to be clear, the Cody Rhodes Randy Orton stuff is actually solid and
very good. Yeah, very good stuff.
Although they didn't need to do all they did, but you know, it's continuing this narrative that Orton just wants the title and he'll do anything to get it.
And that's great. And that's what it should be.
That's
know?
Fine.
He's close to catching up to Cena.
Yeah, if he wins, he'll be 15. But the problem was the middle of the show was a lot of just blah, like run-ins and matches. There was one good match on the show, and the rest was these run-ins.
You're obviously talking about the Jelly Roll and Kit Williams match. That was the good match. That was the best match on the show. Well, here's how it started, okay? And I want to get to the middle of the show. Randy Orton kicks off the show saying Cody told him he wanted to face the Viper, and that's who he's going to get, and he wants to become a 15-time champion. So they're still building that. They're still building the he wants the 15 times. This is who he's going to be to get 15 championships. Great. Cardona came out, hits him with the microphone, setting up the main event. Now, you know, Matt Cardona and Cody are good friends in real life. And Randy and Matt are friends. You had the Bella Twins defeating Alexa Bliss and Charlotte. The Irresistible Force would get involved when Lash Legend sucker punched Alexa, leading to the pin. Interference, 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 interference.
Can I just tell you, I am absolutely just annoyed with this whole, every week, every tag match, Nia Jax and Lash Legend are getting involved in all the finishes. It's tiresome. It's like, can we do something else, please? It's just...
Yeah, I agree with you. This is no knock.
Stuff for me.
I have to say this all the time. This is not a knock on talent. It's a knock on the creative process here. I saw a funny meme. It's like, Road Dogg is gone, and all of a sudden SmackDown tanks. You know, I saw that meme. That was funny. But look at this one. Rhea Ripley defeated B-Fab. DQ. Rhea gets beat down by all three after.
Great. All three being Mishin and B-Fab.
Yeah,
and
because Mishin is in the group now, is in Jade's group.
Yes.
Okay. Jelly Roll defeated Kit Williams. Now Jelly Roll is everywhere. If you just go based on WWE, he is the biggest star in the world, Jelly Roll. They have a liking to him. And they're putting him everywhere. I don't like the celebrity stuff. It has to be done so well for the celebrity stuff to work. I you got to be a bad bunny for the celebrity stuff to work, right? He wasn't just the musician that came on. I don't have a problem with Jelly Roll. I don't know much about him. I don't listen to his music. He doesn't do it for me. But I don't know. It's too much. It's too much. Why are you not getting Kit Williams over? Why aren't you doing something with him? Why are you having him lose to a celebrity? This is a guy that trains to be a professional wrestler his entire life. He's a legitimate professional wrestler and a musician that lost a lot of weight, now beats him. Where do you go from there? I mean, what do you do with this guy now? What do you do with Kit Williams? You can't
Wilson,
do anything.
By the way.
Kit Wilson. Did I say Kit Williams? I don't know why.
Yeah, you've
Kit
been
Wilson,
saying it.
I'm sorry.
Had a chance to correct you.
Yeah, sorry. Kit Wilson. I like Kit Williams. His name should be Kit Williams. Because you know why? I was talking about Trick Williams before to you. And I'm a big fan of Trick. I don't know. I didn't love it. I mean, what I did love was a Sami Zayn and Carmelo Hayes match. That was great. Carmelo's really becoming that guy. They're really having him in a top position. They're building him. They see him as a future star for the company. I was a little concerned with Carmelo for a little bit, but I think they've figured out what to do with him, and that's a positive. You need to create younger stars. You need to create guys that are cool and they get over. Back to why I was calling him Kit Williams. Trick Williams is the example I want to give. He has aura, as they say. There's something very special about him. And he doesn't even have to wrestle. I'm not even talking about his wrestling ability. I'm just saying, look at him, the presentation. The guy is cool. What did you think of the Jacob Fatu and Drew McIntyre segment?
Oh, so the big hole here is they went off the air last week with both of them falling off of a very large, I don't know if it was a building or something. And obviously they did it so... Yeah, it was a structure. Obviously did it so they would... Obviously they fell on a mat or some sort of protection, and they didn't want to show you that. So they both show up, and they're both hurting. And I'm like, these dudes should be in like wheelchairs for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, they should be banged up.
And yeah, well, they showed they were banged up.
Yeah, but I did. I mean, more. I mean, you fell off a you know.
Yeah. So, I feel like they both should have been on crutches or something like that. But anywho,
Nick Aldis stops him before anything could happen. But you know, I keep saying Nick Aldis needs to get involved with Drew McIntyre. That is a match I want to see.
I don't know if we're going to see that now, but
Aldis is so
good.
He's
in the middle of it, for sure.
He's in the middle, for sure, and he looks great. He's not a guy that stopped working out. He looks incredible. Mm-hmm. The two were not in any condition tonight, but maybe we'll be ready for WrestleMania on April 18th. It's officially unsanctioned. You have an unsanctioned match at WrestleMania.
So it's going to be a fun brawl, is what.
A brawl. Yeah, they're going to brawl over
the match
that
itself
building.
Is going to be really
good.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, right? 100%. Mm-hmm. Julia defeated Tiffany Stratton via pinfall. Randy Orton, Matt Cardona, Randy beat him. Cody confronts Randy after the match. All right, it ended with intense pull-apart brawl. Jelly Roll tried to play Peacemaker, and he ends up getting RKO. So Jelly Roll is in the mix about everything now. Now he's in the main event. He beats Kit Williams via pinfall. Now he's in the main event. He's trying to play Peacemaker. Not Peacemaker from John Cena. Peacemaker as far as, you know. The two fighting. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Kit Wilson. Kit Williams. I'm changing his name. His name is Kit Williams now. Okay? It's official. I baptized him. It's over. It's different now. He has a different last name. My producer's been laughing at me during the entire commercial break on why I can't. I keep saying, I'm like, listen, if it flows off my tongue, that's just how it should be now. He should just be Kit Williams. AEW Collision was last night. This is a normal time. It wasn't a midnight time like last week. By the way, NCAA, March Madness. My team, St. John's, eliminated by Duke on Friday night in a great game. Congratulations to Duke. Where's St. John's house? My wife is through and through St. John's, beginning to end. From bachelor's to doctorate, all St. John's. So we're a big Red Storm's house here. Collision last night. Dude, that was... What do you know about what happened with that injury with Kyle Fletcher? Did you see that, MG?
Full disclosure, I was busy with some other projects, and I had this on background noise.
What project do you have going on a Saturday night?
I had things. Well, I was doing stuff.
I don't know what kind of things you were doing on a Saturday night. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know what you consider a project on a Saturday night. It looks like he got hurt. He walked out with a walking boot, so I don't know what happened here, but... So, Divine Dominion defeated the Babes of Wrath to retain the women's tag titles. This was an okay show. It wasn't bad. You know, they're setting things up here. They're kind of, you know, they are doing a good job with the women's tag division. I see that they're working hard with this. So this is becoming a thing, which is nice. Marion Reed defeated Johnny TV with Mansoor. Mansoor is the star of this. Did you see him? Or no, with his hands?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I like him, dude. I like Madden and Mansoor.
But they're those weird they're background characters that.
But that's fine. You need those guys.
Add some color, right?
Yeah, you need that. Like a Danhausen. You need it. Not everything should be serious. Like, I love my serious wrestling. I think everybody understands what I like in wrestling. I like chain wrestling. I like mat wrestling. Give me a Bryan Danielson match. That's all I would want to watch. If you gave me like, hey, Danielson is wrestling a 3.5-hour match. Do you want to watch it? That's the entire pay-per-view? Yes, and it'll be my favorite pay-per-view of all time. I have a certain style of wrestling that I really, really like. I also have a certain style of wrestling that I really, really dislike. Do you know what that is, MG?
What's that?
What style of wrestling do I extremely dislike?
Oh, like... hardcore
death match, you know, like
match wrestling.
I'm not talking about like Onita and Terry Funk. I'm talking about, you know, just the garbage wrestling that exists. By the way, did you see somebody got stabbed? One of these deathmatch guys? There was a fan that attacked. I got to find that video. Somebody just sent it to me. But I think you need comedy.
Yeah,
characters.
I haven't saw it yet. I was.
I saw. I just
away.
Got it sent to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Death Riders, John Moxley. Listen, John Moxley is a hardcore wrestler, but he does it in a very different way. John Moxley and Daniel Garcia with Claudio Castagnoli defeated Private Party. Just a showcasing the Death Riders.
The key
here.
Was the key with Moxley is he's not. That's not his crutch. He's not doing that.
No, he's
all
a
time.
Well-rounded
he
guy.
Can wrestle.
He started off like yeah. that, but he's a well-rounded guy. He's always been.
Right. But he knows when to do it, and it's not. You know, it's a moderation. Is what it is. That's the difference.
Yeah. The Brawling Birds and Mina defeated Nixie. I cannot. What was it? Nixie X's?
X's? I guess.
Haven Harris and Amani Belmont. The story here was Thekla comes out. By the way, big fan of hers now. She's figured it out.
Oh, she's great.
She's figured it out. I got nervous, yeah. dude, when she showed up on TV and. It was a little bumpy, you know, a couple weeks. I got a little nervous. She is incredible. I know what she's capable of, but she has fallen into this nice spot, you know. Amazing what happens when you get the confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing what happens. Thekla comes out through the crowd, said that none of them could handle Thekla, Blue or Heart. And if they want to fight them again, they'll end up like Tony Storm. Mina grabs the mic and challenges them to a six-woman match. Now, the okay. story of Tony Storm. Tony will be out for some time. I don't imagine. I mean, 2027, she'll come back. Who shot Mr. Burns? Okay? That is what we are doing here. Who shot Mr. Burns? Was it Maggie Simpson? Was it Waylon Smithers? Was it Marge Simpson? Who shot Mr. Burns? That is going to be the story that's told here. I have a feeling I know where it's going. I'm very excited for this.
And
they could do something very, like, first of all, I have to say, if RJ City's fingerprints were not all over this, I would be shocked. RJ had to have done this. I don't think people realize how. Listen, I sometimes get biased. I meet people or I talk to people and I'm very good on determining the type of person that they are. RJ City gave me that vibe. Okay. Every time I talk to that guy, it's just so pleasant. I could see his fingerprints all over this. I don't think people realize how brilliant of a writer he is when it comes to this stuff with the women's division, especially with Tony Storm, it's right up my alley. Him and I have many things in common. He has family in Port Washington, Long Island. He loves the nanny. I love this. I just hope that it's executed perfectly and you do the Who Shot Mr. Burns. That's all I'm seeing with this. Who could it be?
Can I,
you know, is it going to be Rhonda? Did Rhonda do it? Is it Mina? All the attention
that's
went to Tony.
That's where I'm leaning.
Yeah.
So what if Mina? So obviously they had a pivot, and so they put Mina in that spot. What if she turns out and she wins the title at some point, and then when Tony comes back, Mina has the title, and it turns out it was her.
It was
now
her.
You have another blood feud going through 2027.
And you remember, the last blood feud that we had with Tony, it was incredible.
It was Mariah.
With Mariah May. I have to tell you, look, I get goosebumps when I like something. I got goosebumps, right? I'm like Dwayne. Some people get goosebumps when they sense danger. I get excited. When I get excited about professional wrestling, I get goosebumps. I really love the Mariah May and Tony Storm stuff. They really did this incredible thing. Unfortunately, Mariah left. Tommaso Ciampa, Ace Austin. Tommaso Ciampa defeated him. I want to see more from him. We'll see what happens, where he ends up. Aussie Open. Kyle Fletcher, Mark Davis defeated the Rascals. Now, there was a bad spot here where Mark Davis and Kyle both went for a move and they both fell back on, you know, they were dropping. And I guess Davis like bumped into Kyle's leg, and when Kyle's foot went down, I can't tell if he tweaked his knee or he went straight like toes first down and hurt his toes. I couldn't tell, but he got hurt here. I hope he's okay.
Well, he was walking.
I really hope
right?
he's okay.
He just had a boot.
He had a walking boot. Yeah, he had a walking boot when he left. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure we'll get an update from Dave. Our Dave. Do you know I got asked about Dave so much yesterday at the Mets game?
Oh, boy.
People want to know. He is an enigma, this man. People want to know so much. They want to know what he's like. And I said, dude, I've met Dave a handful of times. I talk to Dave regularly. He's a sweet, sweet man. I can't say anything bad about Dave. And that's what I keep telling him. Like, Dave is brilliant. I have nothing but great conversations with Dave. They're like, really? Is he like that? Like, is he like the radio? I mean, he's exactly like the radio show. There's no difference. So people are very interested in Dave. And Brian, too.
Very grounded
Dave.
In wrestling.
Yeah, very grounded. And I always say it, if it wasn't for Dave, I would not be interested in professional wrestling. That man affected me somehow with his wrestling juju, and now it's all I think about. So he passed on the curse. Whatever haunting was inside of Dave Meltzer sometime in 1999 or 2000 while listening to the Wrestling Observer radio show on IATA Radio, it got passed down to me. Okada defeated Kevin Knight to retain the International Championship. This was a great display for Okada. Nice main event. You had Okada headlining. All right, whatever.
Actually, I thought it was a great showing for Kevin Knight.
Well, Kevin Knight's great.
Knight's been
fantastic opponent.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic wrestler, mm-hmm. Kevin Knight. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be in there with Okada.
In fact,
there was
a couple times I thought he beat him. You know, so.
In the match?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good, but I mean, Okada really made him look good here. He's the best.
He's great.
He's the best. When we come back, we're going to talk about MSG tomorrow. Madison Square Garden Raw is War at Madison Square Garden. I'll be there tomorrow night. You got AW Dynamite updated lineup in Winnipeg. Uh-oh, what's happening in Winnipeg? We'll talk about it. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Tomorrow night, the Garden. Monday Night Raw at the Garden. The tradition to do it before WrestleMania. It's a packed crowd. It's going to be a sellout. Packed show. You got Intercontinental Champion. See, I got Okada on my mind. Intercontinental Champion Penta to hold an open challenge. Penta's also defending that title in CMLL, in AAA. I find that interesting. Vikingo has challenged Penta. It's going to take place. Interesting. I'm curious how they do this. I wouldn't be opposed to a title change. You got Intercontinental Champion Penta holding an open challenge. You got CM Punk and Roman Reigns. They'll be under one roof. I'm curious about what they do with Punk and Roman.
I got to tell you, dude, I'm not feeling this.
Really?
I just feel like because it's kind of the same. So every week it's a different jab in the other direction.
Well, you're old. You're old. It's your old.
Oh, come on.
It's my time. Your time is gone. You're never here. Go film another movie. Mm-hmm. Go quit the company again. You know, it's I get that.
It's back
but...
and forth. Right. It's and what else can they do to make this more interesting?
Well, they're trying
to
milk
it. Something a little bit different. Yeah. They are milking it. And but I'm like, I've seen it. I already know the, I get the plot. You told me already, and I just want the match to happen. So yeah, I
almost got a
feel
few more
like
weeks.
They don't need all this. You know,
well, I think they
got
to do something with them, and they don't know what to do because they have it
exactly.
locked in already. So they're just they're just doing the same thing over and over again, which I don't hate it. Listen, being in the Garden, I'm going to be there. Excited to see it, you know, to see them there. Brock Lesnar's also appearing. That Obafemi stuff, I'm sold. I am sold
Dude,
on this.
He's great. They got to put him over. Don't you think they have to put him over?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer here is. I think so. I you know, the big story about having a guy like Brock is eventually you need to replace him with another person like Brock. And he's such a freak. You don't get an opportunity like that. People don't look like Brock Lesnar ever. Ever. That's an anomaly. People don't look like Obafemi ever. You got to do something. And you have a really unique, special opportunity to do that right now with Brock Lesnar and Obafemi. I don't know if it should end with, you know, Brock losing and you continue it. Should it end or should it just be a one-off? I honestly thought what they would end up doing is milking this where Brock does whatever at WrestleMania. Because that show, you know, I guess maybe they're doing it this way because it wasn't moving tickets. But I had imagined Brock does something else. Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, Brock is out there. Here comes Obafemi challenging him for whatever the next couple shows are. But this is a mega match. Exciting. You got Io Sky, Raquel Rodriguez. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say they could milk it for an extra pay-per-view.
I guess they could,
Brock
yeah.
win schmoz
but,
style
but see,
or something.
If he wins, does it hurt Oba? I think it does. Because remember, people are not familiar with him. Obafemi has not been on WWE TV for an extended period of time that people are you
I don't know.
Know,
though. He's getting really big reactions.
I know he is. That's what I mean. So I don't know what the answer with him is. I mean, listen, you ask me, put him over. Put him over and make him the new king. You don't get that opportunity. You know, him losing, will it hurt him because he's still new, or will it hurt or will it help him, you know, to continue a program in Brock? I don't know the answer. Women's tag titles on the line. Lash Legend Nia Jax defend against Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. Now, will there be a run-in in this match, MG? Give me your pick.
Most certainly. And it's going to annoy me.
Yeah. And he got a street fight for the World Tag Team titles. The Usos defend against Austin Theory and Logan Paul. Packed
I cut
show.
You off, but yeah. I cut you off, but you, Io Sky and Raquel Rodriguez. We got it. Yeah. They got to set up a match for Io at Mania. They're not going to leave her off that show.
No, they're not going to leave it off.
It's got to be. It's going to be her and Asuka, right? Isn't that where they're going?
It looks it. I mean, I don't know where you place.
Kairi Sane on a pole match.
Kairi Sane on a pole match. In a Shark Tank.
It feels like they're setting up.
Yeah. Put her in a Shark Tank. Talking about WrestleMania.
It actually not a bad idea.
In this week's edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave noted that WWE rolled out another sale with 25% off night 1 and 2 for WrestleMania 42. The reasoning is to ensure Allegiant Stadium is packed for the event. You know, I think people are also forgetting they have another option here, and that's the hotels and the casinos. I do not expect that building to be empty, okay? I know a little bit about how Vegas operates. Those hotels are committing to a lot of tickets. They're going to have to. And they give it to the high rollers. They give it to their guests. That will be a packed show. Whether or not those tickets were sold or not, that's the question. I don't know how, you know, distributed versus sold is very different. But they'll be packed. But this is a great example of going to the same place 2 years in a row. Especially when your product is declining a little bit. There is a slight decline. Not significant, but slight decline. The cost of going to Las Vegas is very high. The hotel rates have not been inexpensive. The tickets for WrestleMania were not inexpensive.
Plus add in all the airport drama that's happening right
and
now.
And all
airlines.
The airport drama. I don't want to fly, do you? No way.
Not right now.
No way. So if I'm buying a last minute ticket from New York City, I'm really considering, man, do I really want to go? Would I want to go to WrestleMania with everything happening? I don't know. So I don't expect it to be empty. You know, right now it's like shy of 40,000, or it's at 40,000 as far as the last time I looked. That's a 68,000 person building. They're not going to move another 10,000 tickets. They'll maybe move another 5. Maybe 10 if they, you know, they do a deal with the casinos. But it's an odd thing to go back to the same place like this back to back. They love that stadium, too. They do everything in that stadium. I love it, too. It's a beautiful stadium. Stunning. AEW Dynamite lineup in Winnipeg. This has made a lot of people wonder. Is Chris Jericho coming back? You know, he put out a new trademark. He took out a trademark. The cornerstone. He's not a pillar. He's the cornerstone. Does that make sense for him to trademark that and return to AEW? Or does it make sense for him to trademark that and go to WWE?
I don't think he's going to WWE. I don't think. He has more freedom in AEW, and he loves to change things up.
I was just doing a thought exercise here with this. If he was going to WWE, he definitely would have wanted to be there for WrestleMania. And he is not there for WrestleMania.
He would have debuted already.
He would have. I feel that he would have. I feel like he would have. And they were hinting at it, and they were teasing it. And then they pretended that they never did. You know, they were teasing Chris Jericho coming back. It's like, remember when Nakamura did the tease about Okada? Was that? It was about Okada, right?
I think so. It all blends together, but yeah.
It all blends together, dude. But there's so much happening. But I'm curious. A lot of people are speculating. I mean, they're in Winnipeg. If he's available, he'll do it. Brawling Birds and Mina defend versus the Triangle of Madness. You got the Demand versus Kenny Omega, Brody King, and Jack Perry. I like that team. That's a fun team. Yeah. You got Kenny Omega, MJF, World Title Championship contract signing. And Will Ospreay against Pac. I can't believe Will Ospreay is back. This soon. And he's working.
It wasn't full fusion surgery. Because, right? It couldn't have been. What was it? 6 months?
God, I hope that guy. You know, when every time I think about his injuries. Remember that? I think it was during like a WrestleMania week. Do you remember when he got hurt? He fell on his neck?
Yeah.
It was like on the outside and he fell on his neck. And all people kept saying, he's like, man, this kid is going to have to change. He's not a kid. He's a man. He's a grown man. And he's incredible. But he needs to change his style. I mean, he's modified it slightly, but he has to. He needs longevity in his career. He's too talented to be a shot, you know? A blip.
Well, he's
in the world
how
of pro
to be
wrestling.
A main event wrestler.
He is a main eventer. Right? He wrestles like a main eventer. He is a main eventer. He's great. People love him.
And that's what he's changed. And he's not. He's doing more grounded stuff, and he's adding that in, and doing the high flying stuff less. But yeah,
I would say Ospreay. You know, the story right now is that Ospreay has to win that title at All In. Right, that's where we're at. They're at Wembley Stadium. Ospreay has to win that title.
Does he have to, though? That's my... Everybody says that, but I'm like...
Okay. If he doesn't, what do you do?
Does he have to be in the main event? Is that where...
It's not about my anticipation. It's about the anticipation of the masses and what the masses are feeling. Do you want to pull that under them and screw, you know? Because they wanted that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they went in a different direction. And the last time they did the Wembley show was that terrible MJF stuff with Adam Cole. I will say this till the cows come
home. I know you did.
I hated it. I never feel strongly like that about this stuff. Generally, I let things play out. I defend it with everything. You know, oh, you know, I understand their reasoning. I did not understand any of this reasoning. I didn't like any of it. It was the wrong, it literally was the wrong program at the worst time. Thank God they're out of this, whatever that was, that era. And now you got some good matches here. So, I mean, the title picture for the world, for the AEW Championship is interesting. MJF, Kenny Omega, Dynasty, right? That's the match we know. We see everybody else gunning for that title. Andrade wants that title. Darby Allin wants that title.
I think that's the Double or Nothing match, by the way.
If I had Darby to speculate and who? Now. Darby and who?
And
Darby and Kenny?
MJF.
Darby and MJF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what? Max drops the title?
Maybe. I just feel like that's where they're going with Darby.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel that too. I don't know if Darby Allin should be the world heavyweight champion in that company. Remember, optics. It's a word that I use all the time. I really like Darby. I think he's a very special wrestler. He has a very special aura about him. Again, I'm using that word. I'm around the kids too much. Everything is aura this and aura that. But do you want someone in his frame as your world heavyweight champion when the other side has guys like Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes and CM Punk and Brock Lesnar? I just want you to think about that. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Final segment of the show. I almost missed coming back from commercial. My producer and I were in a heated conversation about the NBC national presentation of baseball and who we like as far as commentary goes. This is, literally, I almost forgot to come back. I was, we wrapped the show. There's a countdown happening in my ear, and I'm like, what is this? By the way, I just want to tell everybody, the Mets have the best best commentary team, I should say. They could lose all the time, but nobody will beat their commentary team. Keith Hernandez. Keith, would you like a mustache ride, Hernandez? Ronnie Darling. And Gary Cohen, the best team ever. I don't care what anybody says. I'll fight over this. You could tell me AEW sucks. You could tell me I'm on Tony Khan's payroll. You cannot tell me that Gary Cohen, Keith Hernandez, and Ronnie Darling are not the best commentary team. Okay? You hear that, MG? Yeah. See?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Wardlow's name has been unveiled. Here's the lineup here. I'm going to do this quickly before we run out of time. American Gladiators is back. Wardlow will be Fang. Jessica Rodden, J-Rod from OVW, will be Supernova. Camille, NWA, AEW, will be Hurricane. Eric Boogs, two-time WWE 24/7 champion, best known as being Shinsuke Nakamura's guitarist. He's going to be Bull. Jesse Godders from Big Brother. He'll be Steel. And Mike Mizanin will be The Miz. He'll be the host. All right. The 80s are back, dude. I don't know what it's. I'm living in 1989 all over again. What's old is new. That's how it happens. Next week, we'll be back here on Wrestling Observer, here on Sports Byline, talking everything happening in pro wrestling. And I'll be at the Garden on Monday, so I'll have a good story for you guys. We'll see you all next time on Wrestling Observer Live. Take care.